listening to the stereo sound of Stage and Screen, WABC-FM, New York, 95.5 on your FM dial.
95.5 FM.
Hi, this is Babalu, and this is Some Trust in Chariots.
Who must have thought us mad, spending all that time and money that we never had. Well, some trust in chariots and some in marble banks. Some of us just love each other and never ask for thanks. Thought us daft from the way we smiled together and the way we laughed. Well, some trust in chariots and some in big machines. Some of you save diamonds, baby. Some of us save.
We've got dreams for you, musical ones, right here on Some Trust in Chariots, and let's start it off with the Beatles. For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight. Benefit of Mr. Kite, the Beatles, right here on Some Trust in Chariots. This is Babalu. This is Some Trust in Chariots. Incidentally, for interest's sake, the organ on that particular cut from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Band, Hearts Club Band, is played by George Martin, the producer of the Beatles, and I guess you would say the fifth Beatle. And if you're interested in some of the effects that are achieved in Sgt. Pepper, and as a matter of fact, in many of the other Beatle albums, you might pick up a copy of the recent Time magazine. There's an article on George Martin and on some of the tricks that he uses in the album. It's really an amazing thing. And George Martin is apparently a very amazing guy. Well, we have an amazing group of people right here. The names are Linda Maria Ronstadt, Robert Kimmel, and Kenneth M. Edwards. They are collectively the Stone Ponies.
Gray and gold.
Sweet Summer, Blue and Gold. Those are the Stone Ponies, and I think we're going to be hearing a lot of them on some Trust and Chariots. They tend a little bit towards a Western, a country and Western sound, as a matter of fact, which is not too surprising since Linda Maria Ronstadt and Robert Kimmel are both from Tucson. Ken Edwards from the West Coast, from California. And, well, they have a really great sound. We'll hear from them again in this show, as a matter of fact. Upcoming right now, some gentlemen who recently had themselves a hit record. And the hit record was called I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. What we're going to play is called Train for Tomorrow. These are the Electric Prunes. Train for Tomorrow. The Electric Prunes right here on some Trust in Chariots. And, my, they have some really interesting stuff on that. We get a little time a little bit later in the show. We'll pick up on a side they have on the album called Get Me to the World on Time. If not, maybe we'll play it for you next week, okay? This is Judy Collins.
Suzanne takes you down to a place can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night forever, and you know that she's half crazy, and that's why you want to be there, and she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China, and just when you want to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you trust her, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind.
Judy Collins and Suzanne. I can't say the most beautiful cut on the In My Life album, because there are so many beautiful cuts on that album. It's one of those where you just, you know, you'd have a great deal of trouble deciding which cut you're going to play. I think this was a good choice. I think anything by Judy Collins is a good choice. These are the Grassroots. They have a hit out right now called Let's Live for Today. This side is called Lookout Girl.
Lookout Girl. He's got you all confused. He could tell you night and day, and you think it's true. I just cannot understand how you let yourself be found by a guy who everybody knows will drag you down. Look out, girl, you're in for trouble. Look out, girl, oh, can't you see? Look out, girl.
out, girl. You're heading for trouble. Grassroots there. And a song written by Steve Barry and P.F. Sloan. As a matter of fact, they produced the Grassroots. And speaking of P.F. Sloan, how about a little? We haven't heard much from him on some Trust and Chariots. I think it's about time. This is called Here's Where You Belong.
Into the sand, but you can never hide. Your mind, it is a battleground. Your brain's a raging storm. Here's where you belong. Here's where you belong. Don't let reality take you away from me. Here's where you belong.
Here's Where You Belong, P.S. Sloan. That's from the 12 More Times P.S. Sloan album. And on the liner notes for that album, there's a point made. They say that his songs do not necessarily tell you what must be or should be, or what is or what isn't. They tell you what he feels and what he sees, and only occasionally what you can see if you look. Maybe that's a good reason for the next cut that we're going to play. It's also from the same album, and it's called Let Me Be.
Mistake me, or try to make me a shadow of anybody else. Oh, I'm not the him or her you think I am. Man, I'm trying hard to be myself. Oh, society's goal is to be part of the whole. It may sound good to you, not to me. Oh, just let me be, let me be. Like I want to, let me be, that's all I ask of you. I am what I am, and that's all I ever can be.
P.F. Sloan, young man who looks like a young Elvis Presley and writes very much like a young Bob Dylan. He certainly has some interesting lyrics and some interesting songs. I like P.F. Sloan. I like his songs when Barry McGuire sings them, too. We're going to have Barry on the show very shortly. These are the Stone Ponies again. It's called Song About the Rain.
Rain has a sad and dusty taste, like winter's tears on summer's face. Feels like my troubles coming home. I know beyond the rain, sun's grown down again. Like my troubles coming home. And where I walk, winter and rain come around to remind me that it's over, to remind me.
Stone Ponies and Song About the Rain. Doesn't she sound a lot like Judy Collins, huh? Oh, while we're talking about rain, this is Kathy's song. This is Simon and Garfunkel.
I hear the drizzle of the rain like a memory it falls, soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls. And from the shelter of my mind, window of my eyes, I gaze beyond the rain-drenched streets to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep. They kiss you when you start your day.
Simon and Garfunkel and Kathy's song. This is Babalu. This is Some Trust in Chariots. And this is WABC FM New York.
WABC.
WABC.
95.5 FM.
Nevertheless, the question arises, will you still love me when I'm 64? These are the Beatles.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Ooh.
Yeah, I guess that kind of proves that Herman's Hermits aren't the only ones that have that, huh? All right. Incidentally, I had a very, very strange experience last night. I had occasion to play Revolver, Beatles' previous album, almost all the way through for somebody, because I think it's one of the best demonstrations of a good stereo outfit. And I really had a very strange change went on. After listening to Sgt. Pepper again and again and again, and incidentally, that's the way to listen to Sgt. Pepper. You must listen again and again and again and again. You keep catching new things in it. Revolver flat. Now, that doesn't mean the Revolver is dead or anything else like that, or that the music isn't good on it. But just by comparison to Sgt. Pepper, it seemed awfully two-dimensional. And somebody who was very familiar with the Beatles' work and so forth, a friend of mine, commented to me that George Harrison, in a recent interview, mentioned that the Beatles' attitude is that they want to head for quote-unquote infinite music, that they want to progress and progress and progress. And boy, they sure are doing it. So what do you say we join the Beatles and let's work on our heads?
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering. We'll be right back.
The Beatles, Fixing a Hole, where the rain gets in and stops their mind from wandering. I guess maybe having your mind wander is good. On the other hand, you ought to be able to focus a little bit, too, you know. Phil Oakes can focus. We very often have played a cut by Phil Oakes, that is, written by Phil Oakes, and recorded by Jim and Gene, called Crucifixion. I thought this might be interesting. Glenn Yarborough has a new album out called For Emily Whenever I May Find Her. And I'm kind of hung up on Glenn Yarborough, at least on his voice and so forth, and his personality, too. This guy is a beautiful human being. And, I welcome the opportunity to play something new by him. And this is Glenn Yarborough with Phil Oakes' Crucifixion.
And the night comes again to the circle-studded sky. The stars settle slowly, in loneliness they lie. Till the universe explodes as a falling star is raised. The planets are paralyzed, the mountains are amazed. But they all glow brighter from the brilliance of the blaze. With the speed of insanity, then he dies. In the green fields of turning, a baby is born. His cries crease the wind and mingle with the morn. An assault upon the order, the changing of the guard, chosen for a challenge that's hopelessly hard. And the only single sign is the sighing of the stars, the silence of distance they're sworn. And the night comes again to the circle-studded sky. The stars settle slowly, in loneliness they lie. Till the universe explodes as a falling star is raised. The planets are paralyzed, the mountains are amazed. But they all glow brighter for the brilliance of the blaze. With the speed of insanity, then he died.
Glenn Yarborough, Crucifixion by Phil Oakes. Great. I said Glenn has a great head, right? Listen, I'm going to read you part of the liner notes. He says an even greater revolution has begun, led by the youth of this nation, and hopefully spreading around the globe. It's a revolution against hypocrisy and stupidity, against established concepts and precepts that have failed in the past. It is for rebuilding our social structure, founded on new premises, with more freedom for the individual and his conscience. For mankind, very close to destruction, salvation seems to be emerging in the young. I like Glenn Yarborough's head. These are the Electric Prunes again. This is Get Me to the World on Time.
Here I go, higher, higher. Here I go, higher, higher. Here I go!
Electric Prunes, Get Me to the World on Time. You hear just a little bit of A Day in the Life of by the Beatles in that? I think it's really great. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here's Donovan. Okay.
On the Firefly platform on sunny Good Street, a violent hash smoker shook a chocolate machine. Involved in an eating scene, smashing into neon streets in their stoneness, smearing their eyes on the crazy colored goddess, listening to sounds of Mingus, mellow, fantastic. My, my, this eye. My, my, this eye. In dollhouse rooms with colored lights swinging, strange music boxes sadly tinkling, drinking the sun shining all around you. My, my, this side. My, my, this side. My, my, this side. My, my, side.
My, Donovan and Sonny Goodstreet. His Sonny Goodstreet, he wrote. I like the way Judy Collins sings that, too. What do you say we wind it up with the Jefferson Airplane? We have successfully picked Let's Get Together and White Rabbit that have turned into pop chart hits. Let's see if we can put the Babaloo Kiss of Death on this one. This is Let's Get Together.
Love is but a song we sing. Here away we die. You can make the mountains ring, hear the angels cry. Know the dove is on the wing, you need not know why. Hey people, now smile. Let me see you get together. Love one another right now.
Hey people, let me see you get together right now. Love one another, huh? Beautiful sound from the Jefferson Airplane. Just about everything they do is beautiful. That's what we think about most of the people we play on Some Trust in Chariots. Because we play beautiful people for beautiful people. So you better be beautiful people. Get together, all right? I want to express special thanks for help with today's show to Rick Factor. And also to our engineer, John Black. And to our producer, Nunzio Gobi.
Thought us mad, spending all that time and money that we never had. Well, some trust in chariots and some in marble banks. Some of us just love each other and never ask for thanks. Have thought us daft from the way we smiled together and the way we laughed. Well, some trust in chariots and some in big machines. Some of you say diamonds, baby. Some of us say
Babaloo saying I'll see you next week right here on Some Trust in Chariots.
W-A-B-C,
W-A-B-C,
95.5 FM.